As the eldest of the four Mayhew boys who grew up across the hill from Uncle Hoyle and Aunt Ruth, I can't recall my first memory of Uncle Hoyle. However, I'm confident that it would have been riding in one of his trucks or watching him herd his cows into the barn because it was time for milking, or seeing him operate some of his farm equipment. Uncle Hoyle was truly a man of the earth. He knew every inch of the land he farmed, and he cared for his livestock as a father would care for their children. Feeding his cows was the last labor of his life this past Thursday morning. As one of five children, four boys and a girl, Uncle Hoyle was part of a hard-working, industrious family. His choice to be a farmer fit his personality very well, and most certainly was influenced by his mother, Nettie, better known as Granny by the family. Working long hours in the field gave Hoyle a chance to think about his world without interruption. But he also had those four Mayhew boys who kept getting in his way. We were in the mix because Granny was our summertime caretaker, and if she was in the fields, then so were we. Although we boys couldn't see it at the time, there was a positive side to this experience. Hoyle taught us to drive his trucks and to operate his farm equipment. We were learning to be responsible and to think about what we were doing. Unwittingly, we were also growing stronger as we handled bales of straw and hay and bags of harvested wheat and oats. It was also a lot of fun jumping off the barn loft into piles of corn, but Hoyle and Granny weren't around when that activity was going on. Thinking back over time, I would best describe Uncle Hoyle as a strong, silent type. But there was another side to him that many people never knew. He loved to talk about things that were important to him, his work, his family, and the world around him. If asked about his gardening techniques, he had a treasure chest of knowledge to help you out with your own gardening problems. He was also concerned about his three girls. Pam was too far away when she was in Switzerland and flying all over the world. Cheryl was too far away when she was just in Alabama, but she was also all alone after her husband Bill passed away. At least Pat and Edward were nearby after returning from Ireland some years ago. But they had three grandsons that he loved dearly, but he was worried about the world that they were going to have to grow up in. And when Ruth had her recent leg and hip problems, he knew he had to make some changes. His domestic side kicked in, and I understand he cooked some fantastic breakfasts. He also confided with my brother Terry that he needed to get busy on building a ramp to the porch so Ruth could get into the house more easily and get around. And then there were Hoyle's views of the world. If you wanted to engage in some conversation, just bring up politics and the state of the world. And you better be prepared for a long discussion. Uncle Hoyle didn't acquire this interest as he slowed down in his later years. I can recall those conversations back in the 50s at Ed Hedrick's country store when we would stop for a short break from work in the fields. We boys knew it was not going to be a short break. And that was okay. These are cherished memories of a simpler time when we were growing up with Uncle Hoyle. He was a more complex man than most people realize, but he tried to live a simple life with all the complexity around him. I hope the Lord has need for a good farmer in heaven. I suspect that Uncle Hoyle and Granny are already planting their spring garden. God bless you, Uncle Hoyle, and rest in peace. We all love you dearly. Thank you.